ליקוטי הלכות חשן משפט, חלק א', הלכות עדות, הלכה ד', פרגרף י' ג'. Hopefully we're going to complete this halacha today, Mitzvah Hashem. We dedicate the learning. Leilui Nishmas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Nasan Yaakov, Harini Kaporas Mishkovoi, Zahavaleya Bas Rav Avrom, and for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, Besarach Shar Chol Yisrael. Paragraph Yud Gimel, V'zeh Bechinas HaMitzvah Lohoilid Bonim. Rabbi Nasan Zal says, based on what we've been learning in this halacha, we'll be able to understand the incredible importance of bringing children into the world. Ki kol ma shenisrabin Yisroel la'alofim v'leravavois, because the more Jews that there are, the more thousands and tens of thousands of Jews that there are, nichlolin yoiser b'sharoshan, that enables us more to become, to plug into our roots, our source, b'bechinas alofim, which is that level of light that's called thousands, that higher level light. U'mamshichin ho'or mishon, and we were able to draw down light from there, me'alofim lemeyos, from the level of thousands to bring it down to the level of hundreds. Machmas sheheim rabim, because there are many Jews, that enables us to be able to do this more and more and better and better. U'bozeh tolui bias Moshiach, and the coming of Moshiach is dependent on this. Ki Moshiach yasig oir ho'alofim b'shleimus. Because Rabbi Nizal tells us over there in Sicha Saran, paragraph 93, that Moshiach is the one who's going to be masig this light of thousands on the highest level. V'hu yeda b'shleimus eich letzamsim ho'er u'lechal koi lemeis. And he's going to be the one who's going to be able to know how to accomplish this dividing up the light from thousands into hundreds in the best manner possible. In order to enlighten the entire world about Hashem's greatness. Because regular people can't benefit from that light of thousands. It has to be brought down to them. And Moshiach is going to be the one who's going to be able to do this the best. As the Pasuk says, that when Moshiach comes, that the entire world will come to recognize Hashem. And that's why the Torah tells us when Moshiach comes, that's when the whole world will be filled with das. And everyone will have recognition of Hashem, from the smallest ones to the greatest ones. And all of this Moshiach will be able to accomplish, because he's the one who's going to know best how to be able to constrict the light and how to break it up into smaller parts. In order that every person should be able to receive and benefit from that light based on their level. Now, regarding this statement that Moshiach's coming is dependent on having many Jews, we know the Gemara says, Ein ben David bo, that Moshiach cannot come until all the neshamos are used up, until all the neshamos that have to come down to this world come down to the world. That's number one. And we've mentioned in the past, the Arizal writes on the words Uvol Etzion that we say in the morning at the end, towards the end of davening, we say Ashrei and then we say Uvol Etzion afterwards. The opening words there, Uvol Etzion Goya, they will come to Yerushalayim, to the Jewish nation, the Redeemer. How is he going to come? The first letters of Goyel Uleshove Fesha make up the word Guf, the body. The next four words, B'yakov Ne'um Hashem Va'ani, spell the word Bonov, Guf Bonov. Through the bodies of one's children, that's what's going to bring Moshiach. Every new child that's born is one of the major factors that's Makari Vigula, that brings closer the coming of Moshiach. Ki bebechinas chalukas alofim lameyos, kol bechinas hatzimtzumim, v'chol mine moichen dekatnos v'gatlos rishen v'sheni. This is sort of a response to something that somebody had asked in the shir yesterday. Rav Nosson Zal is giving us a little bit of clarification of how things work based on Kabbalah. Rav Nosson Zal says this term that Rabbeinu Zal uses over there in Sichei Saran, of dividing up the light, breaking it down from thousands to hundreds, that term is an umbrella term that refers to and includes all the different types of tzimtzumim and all different types of moichin that the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about. Moichin de katnus, moichin de gadlus, rishoyim sheni, etc., etc. Rak shoho ikar hu ha-haskola. However, you must know that the most important part of this is the first step, the beginning of bringing down the light. Shehu tchilas tzimtzum ha-or ha-niflo, which is the beginning of the constricting and shrinking that awesome light, b'chinas alofim, the light that's referred to as thousands, lechalkoi lemeos, to break it down to a smaller level, to hundreds. Aval shar hatzimtzumim achar kach, whereas all the constrictions that follow that, b'chinas, like we mentioned earlier in the halacha, sorei chamishim, sorei asorois, like when Moshe Rabbeinu was establishing a hierarchy in Klal Yisrael, and Yisroi told him about this, and he established leaders of 50s, leaders of 10s. Nase benokel memela. That happens more easily, automatically, if you've done that initial tzimtzum properly. V'chulam nikroim al shem chalukas alofim lemeos. And all of them go under that umbrella term of dividing up the light of thousands, bringing it down to hundreds. Avo be'emes, yesh kama v'kama minei moichin, shenimshocha mikama b'chinas tzimtzumim. However, there's tremendous variety in this. There are many different levels of moichin that a person draws through many different types of tzimtzumim, v'chaluka so'er, and dividing up, breaking down the light. Bechinas, for example, as it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, ben chomesh shonim lamikra, ben eser shonim mishnah, that a child starts learning chumash when they're 5 years old, and 10 years old when they start learning mishnayis, shehem klal kol hamoichin dekatnus vegatlus rishin v'sheni kimavur bekavonah shel Pesach. And the Arizal, in his Sefer Pri Etz Chaim, shows that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the fifth parak, Mishnah 21, that Mishnah represents the whole order of how Moichin come into the world and how Moichin come to a person. Moichin de Katnus and Gadlus and Rishon and Sheni, and the Arizal shows there how that pertains to the holiday of Pesach, the Seder night and the days of the counting of the Omer afterwards. Reb Nosson Zal says, and now you'll understand another, what the Mishnah says there at the end, that ben meyer, that when a person reaches the age of 100, ke'ilu meis, it's as if they're dead. It's as if they're no longer living. Ki lemala mimeyos heimalofim, because above 100, you're going into the thousands. She'ief she lekapel ato achar cheto demarishin kanal, which we learned earlier, that as a result of the sin of the Eitz Hadas, we in this world are not capable of receiving that light of thousands. That's why it says above, after 100, it's like the person's dead. They're not in this world anymore. V'alkein, Moshiach, sheyeda lechalek ha'or betachlis hashlemus. And therefore Moshiach, who's going to be the best at this, he's going to be the one who knows best how to break down the light from thousands into hundreds. Hu yasig oir ha'alofim betachlis hashlemus. He's the one who's going to achieve that light of thousands to the highest degree, the best possible. Interesting, we'll see. I don't think Rav Nosson Zal quotes the pasuk here. He brings a number of psukim soon, but it says about Moshiach, he is called Pele Yoyetz. Pele, Miloshin Elef. Pele is the letter Elef, showing that Moshiach is going to be the one who's going to be masig the thousands on the highest level. Alkein, Yeda lechalkoy letzamtzum oyhetev. Because Moshiach is going to achieve that light of thousands on the highest level, he's the one who's going to be best qualified and know how to divide up the light, how to shrink the light, and to enlighten every person based on that person's level. Alkein, Al kein kulam yedu adi yisparach lemiktanim vagdolim. That's why the Torah tells us when Mashiach comes, everyone is going to have an understanding of Hashem, from the smallest ones to the biggest ones. Question?
Enlighten them on what?
Enlighten them about the existence of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem. That's the most important das.
How do we make today a tzitzit? How's it going for us today?
We'll talk about that. How are we involved in this process of tzitzumen? There's a pasuk, Chanoich lanar al pidarkoi, that when you're teaching a child, teach him on his level. You always have to be able to speak to a person on the level that they're at. If a person, you have a Rebbe and a student, and the Rebbe is much more advanced than the student, if the Rebbe speaks to the student based on how the Rebbe understands it, the student's going to be lost. He's got to have the ability to come down and bring it down to a level where the student can relate to it. That's one example of it. V'alkein, kol ma shenisra b'Yisrael yoyser la'alofen v'lerevavois, and therefore also, the more the Jewish nation expands and grows, thousands, tens of thousands of Jews, heimamshichin yoyser oyer shel Moshiach. That enables us more and more to be able to draw that light of Moshiach. Kalidation is rabin Yisrael, yecholin lechlachloik alofim lemeyos. Because the more Jews there are, the more we're able to divide up that pie, to divide up the pie, to divide up the thousands into hundreds. Shezeh b'chinas oyroi shel Moshiach. That's the light of Moshiach. Moshiach is going to be the best at that. Val yidei zeh hu hiskarvus ha-geula. And again, this is one of the major factors that's going to bring the geula close. This is why it's so important, the first mitzvah in the Torah, to get married, to bring children into the world. And Rabbeinu Zal said that a person should have as many children as possible, because even if it seems that any of the children aren't turning out the right way, they're not going in the right path, Rabbeinu Zal said, in the end, all of them will have a tikkun. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk is referring to when it says in Yeshaya Navi, chapter 60, HaKotoin Yihye Le'elef, the small one will become 1,000. V'hatsoir, and the young one, the little one, L'goy Otsum, will become a powerful nation. Ani Hashem Be'ito Achishena. I, Hashem, will bring Moshiach quickly at the right time. So the pasuk puts these two things together. First, that the nation, the little nation, is going to become thousands. And then Moshiach will come. Kalidei ribu Yisroel alofim urevavos. Because the more the Jewish nation grows to have thousands and tens of thousands, that will speed up the coming of Moshiach. That term, achishena, quick. And that's why the pasuk says this little one will become 1,000. Note the number used, le'elef daika, specifically 1,000. B'chinas, as in the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Jewish nation, Yosef Hashem Aleichem Elef Pa'omim. May Hashem add to you and increase the Jewish people 1,000 times. Elef Daika. Note Moshe Rabbeinu again uses that term Elef. Ki be'emes Yisrael tzrichen lisrabois b'li misbor. Because the truth is, we don't want to be just 1,000. We want the Jewish nation to be above all numbers, that you shouldn't be able to count them. K'moshe Kosov, as it says in the beginning of in Chumash Bereishis, im yuchal ish limnoi se safaro oretz, that if a person can count the grains of dust in the world, that person will be able to count the number of Jews. U'k'moshem Rabbi Seinusal, and as also the Medrash tells us, that when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Jews this bracha, that Hashem should increase you 1,000 times, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, atonoisin kitzva l'berchoseinu, you're limiting our bracha, you're limiting us to 1,000, why don't you say 1,000,000,000, why don't you say 1,000,000,000,000? Ach, Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll tell you why. Ach tofas mispar elef, Moshe Rabbeinu chose the number 1,000 not to limit us, but rather, kizehu ikar mailas haribui, because the number 1,000 tells us what's so special about having a large Jewish nation. Sheyisrabu עד שיגיעו לבחינת הלופן. We want the Jewish nation to expand to the point we'll be able to reach that level called thousands. שיוכלו להיכולל בבחינת אור הלופן. So that we're able to connect to that light that's referred to as thousands. ולהמשיך משום ידיעה סלקוסוי, and to be able to draw down from there recognition of Hashem, me alofim lemeis, to bring it down from the level called thousands, to bring it down to the lower level that's called hundreds. Shaydei ze ikar hamshochas hadas, because that's really how we're able to bring awareness and recognition and knowledge of Hashem into the world. Leida mimeni spor, for people to know about Hashem. Shaydei ze yekarev veyochish bias Moshiach. And this is again one of the major factors that will bring close and speed up the coming of Moshiach. Bechinas, as the pasuk says there, that pasuk which says Hakotan Yil Elef, Beito, when the time comes, Achishena, I'll make it happen very quickly. Bimheira Biomenu Amen. May we be zecha to see this very quickly during our time, during our lifetime. Question in the chat. How do large numbers help in bringing this light down? An example, you have a barrel, a gigantic barrel that has a lot of, it has 1,000 gallons of liquid in it. And you want to give it out. And the people you're going to give it to can't handle 1,000 gallons. They can't handle 100 gallons. They can handle a quart. So you need 1,000 people with quart cups to be able to receive from that gigantic barrel. That's what it is. So the more people, this light of thousands is an infinite light in a sense. The more people you have, the more vessels you have. Each person is a keli, and each person has their keli. Some people have a gallon keli, some people have a quart keli, some people have a pint-sized keli, some people have a little whiskey cup. And the more people there are, the more we're able to take from that light and give it out.
That light is Hashem?
Of course. All light is Hashem. But Kaviyochel, even when we speak about Hashem, there are higher levels and lower levels, Kaviyochel. It seems that Rav Nosson Zal might have completed the halacha here, and then he came up with some additional ideas that he added afterwards. Paragraph Yudalin. V'yalkein Yoyov Omar. And this explains why the Torah tells us that Yoav, who was one of the generals of Dovid HaMelech's army, at one point he gave a bracha to the people, and he said, "Ve'yosef Hashem Elokecho El Ha'om Kohem VeKohem Me'apamim." May Hashem add to the Jewish nation as many as they are 100 times. V'amu Rabbi Seinu, and the Medrash tells us, Gedoyla Birchosei Shel Yoav, Yoiser Mishel Moshe, that the bracha which Yoav gave at the time is greater than the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave, which we mentioned earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yosef Hashem Aleichem Elef Pamin. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki Moshe VeYoav Shneim Kavanosam Echad. Both Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoav had the same basic idea in mind. Levorech es Yisrael b'shleimus, to give the Jews a complete bracha. Ach berchosa shel Yoav mivoyeres Yoiser. It's just that Yoav's bracha is more clear, it's more obvious, it's easier for us to understand, meaning, v'yalkein hi gedoyla b'yoiser. That's what the Medrash means when it says that his bracha is better in a sense. Ki Moshe hizkir elef pomim. Moshe Rabbeinu said 1,000-fold. Ki Moshe kosov Yosef Hashem aleichem kochem elef pomim. May Hashem add on to the Jewish nation as many as you are 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. Hainu sheyisrabu kolkach ad shiyelem koyach lichloi bebechinas or alofim. What Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is that the Jewish nation should grow so large that it should enable us to plug into that light of thousands. Shemishom hamshochas kol haneshomois v'kol habrochois v'hashpois beribui godol. And as we learned earlier, it's from that light of thousands that come all the neshamos, all the brachos, all shefa comes from there, beriboy gadol, in huge, huge size. Avoloi hizkir beferish, hamshochas hariboy lemato bebechinas meyos, shezeu haikar. However, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say clearly this concept of bringing that light down, bringing it down into the hundreds, which is the most important thing. Because if not, most people cannot make use of it at all. Only Moshiach or the greatest, greatest tzaddikim. Avol Yoyov hizkir beferish hahamshoch alamato. Whereas Yoyov in his bracha, he expressed clearly that concept of joy, bringing it down. V'alkein hizkir hameyos. And that's why Yoyov mentioned the hundreds. V'omar v'yosef Hashem kohen v'kohen mea pa'omim. Hainu sheyizku lahamshech ha'or lebechinas meyos. Yoyov was giving a bracha that the Jewish people should be zeichah to be able to bring down the light to the level of hundreds, where then it's usable in this world, then people can handle it. Shezeu ha'ikar, that's the most important thing, to be able to bring down the light so that more people can benefit from it. That's why the Medrash says that Yoyev's bracha, in a certain sense, was greater, was better than the one that Moshe Rabbeinu gave. Because Moshe Rabbeinu only made reference to the thousands. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu definitely had the same intention. Shiyamshichu mishom habrocha lemato lebechinas meyos, that the Jewish people should tap into that thousands and be able to bring the light down from there to the hundreds. Avoloi hizkir hameyos beferish. However, he didn't spell it out. He didn't use the term hundreds clearly. Avol Yoyov hizkir bechinas hameyos beferish. Whereas Yoyov did mention the number hundreds clearly. Shezehu ikar habracha, and that's the main bracha. Kishenemsheches lemato hashefa v'abracha me'alofim lemeis. When we're able to bring the light down, the light, the shefa, the bracha, from the place of thousands to the place of hundreds. Al kein berchosay hoya gedoy l'mishal Moshe. That's why his bracha is considered to be better in a sense and greater than the one of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this explains many things. Rabbi Nizal once said about himself that the great hasagos that he has about Hashem, the great deep high-level understandings that he has about Hashem and about ruchnius, about spirituality, and aren't anywhere near as important to him as the Torah that he's able to share with people, which is much, much lower. It's a much thousands or millions of levels lower. And yet Rabbi Nizal said that's the more important one. That's what Hashem wants most. Hashem wants the Torah to be made available to everybody, to reach out even to the lower ones. Because remember, the Zohar Kodesh stresses that when Yisroi came, that's what made the biggest bang. The more we're able to reach out to people who are further away, the greater the Kiddush Hashem, the greater Kavod to Hashem. I heard my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld mention this recently in a recording where he spoke about when he first came to Eretz Yisrael and he met his Rebbe, Rabbi Avrom Sternhertz, Rabbi Kochav Leivzal, as he referred to him. And Rav Rosenfeld was so excited. He had spent years begging Hashem to be zeicher to come to Eretz Yisrael. And he finally came and he saw the small group of Breslovers in Eretz Yisrael at the time and he wanted to become a member. He wanted to join the club. And he told this to Rav Avrom Sternhertz, and Rav Avrom Sternhertz told him, Eretz Yisrael is holy, very holy. And wearing a Hasidish Levush is holy. And having a beard and payas is holy. And what you're doing in America, what you're capable of doing in America, is Kodesh Kodoshim. Because Rav Avrom Sternhertz saw in him, he tested him in his learning, and he spoke to him, he saw his capability, his potential. And he understood that he would be able to succeed in bringing many, many Yidden close to Hashem, making people religious, bringing people to Breslov, the incredible things he was able to accomplish, and continues to accomplish today with the shiurim that we have from him, the recorded shiurim we have from him, his talmidim who are teaching Torah. And he said to him, even though Eretz Yisrael, all of these things are kodesh, the what Hashem wants more is Hashem wants new members, bringing in new members, being makar of another person to Yiddishkeit. And in order to do that, you have to have the ability to bring the light down, to bring your knowledge of Torah down to a place where they can relate to it and they can connect to it. Question, why did Moshe Rabbeinu not mention specifically breaking it down further to hundreds, even though it was his intention? The Gemara, there's an expression in the Gemara, Mokoim hinichu li avoisai, that sometimes we say that the earlier generations left out certain things. They left something for the later generations. Could be this was something that for whatever reason, Yoav was the one who had to bring this piece of Torah into the world.
Could it be possible that this is what I heard also from the Rebbe Malach, Melizetsk, in Rebbe Malach, that I heard from also many others, that there's a tzaddik that's on this world and a tzaddik that's on the other world. When tzaddik is able to bring, like the Rebbe said, that the more important thing is to bring it, that he brings that in the world. That's what a real tzaddik is. They were not on this world, they were on the other world. That's why
exactly. The example of Nodav and Avihu, who were told they refused to get married because they knew that getting married means bending down. The Gemara says, if your wife is short, bend down and listen to her. And they didn't want to bend down. And Rav Nosazal speaks about this in different places, the incredible importance of that. Now Rav Nosazal adds, Va'ayin b'priyetz chayim, take a look in the Sefer Priyetz Chayim of the Arizal, where he speaks about Rosh Hashanah, Perek David, Mevi b'shem ha'tikunim. The Arizal quotes the Tikkunei Zohar, Sheshma neged bina, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed neged Malchus. We spoke earlier in this halacha a lot about Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed. So the Arizal there quotes the Tikkunei Zohar, who says that Shema, that first line, corresponds to bina, which is the upper Shechina, as it's called. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi corresponds to Malchus, which is the lower Shechina, the Shechina that's involved in our world. Rav Nosazal says, Mevor Kidvareinu. What the Arizal is saying there fits in beautifully and is explained based on what we've been learning here. Sheshma bebechinas oir ha'alofim. Shma corresponds to that light of thousands. Sheshom kuloi echad. Where there is everything is one. There is only oneness. There's no concept of a right and a left. It's all oneness. Just like we say, Hashem echad. Veze bechinas bina. That corresponds to the sphere of bina. Shehu klolius shalosh rishonos. Which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Bina is actually a composite of Keser Chochma Bina. Sometimes when we say Bina, we mean that set of Keser Chochma Bina, Shenechshovim Kiechod, which are sometimes referred to as one, Sheshom Bechinas Alofim. There, the light is in the thousands. Bechinas, as it says in Eoiv, chapter 33, Pasuk 33, Hachareish va'alef chachma, be silent, and I will teach you wisdom. Note the word va'alef cha. I will teach you, aleph, elef, the thousands. The light there is in the thousands, and it says a'alef cha bechinas shnei alofim shekodma toira li olam. This is also related to what we learned about earlier. That the Torah preceded the world by 2,000 years, meaning that the Torah comes from this incredible high place, this Chochma Ilah, this Atik, that's referred to as these thousands. Ubaruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed Neged Malchus. Whereas that second line corresponds to Malchus, Sheshom Iker Hizgalus V'Hamshocha So'or Lamato. That's where the light is most revealed, and all light that comes down comes from there, comes from the Malchus. Bechinas chalukas alofim lemeis. This is an example of dividing up, breaking down the thousands into hundreds. Ki Malchus, hi bechinas meyer. Because the Zohar Kodesh tells us that Malchus is referred to by the number 100. Bechinas meyer brachos. The 100 brachos that a Jew is supposed to make every day to be Mamlech Hashem. Shehein bechinas meyer adonim, which correspond to the 100 posts that held up the outside of the Mishkan, Kamuva, as is brought in the Tikkuni Zohar. Ubozeh mevuorim dvoreinu shekosafnu lamava. And with this, you'll understand a little better also what we wrote earlier when we quoted the Gemara in Pesachim. She'an she'yerichoy shoyu korchen es shma sheloi bertzayin chachamim. That the people of Yerichoy, who didn't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, they wrapped up the Shema, the rabbis were not pleased with them. Ha'pegam hoyo sheloi himshich b'chinas chalukas alofem lameyos. Their mistake was that they didn't bring down the light from thousands into hundreds. Shezeh b'chinas boruch shem kvoid malchus olam voed. That's what that second sentence is all about. Shaydezeh ikar hisgalus yediyas amitosei l'chol b'olam. Because that's what really allows to reveal the existence of Hashem and awareness of Hashem to the entire world, ad tachlis yeduto tachtoina, all the way down to the lowest places. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, umalchusoi bakoil mashala. Hashem's malchus rules everywhere. Bakoil meaning even in that's the aspect of Hashem that goes down to the lowest places. If tezayin of this halacha. V'alkein soid baruch shem kvoy malchus olam voed hu bebechinas tzike kedera k'mo yishon rabbi senesal. And this is why the Gemara in Pesachim, page 56, where the Gemara speaks about Shema and baruch shem, and the Gemara asks, why do we say baruch shem kvoy malchus olam? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, and the Chumash it doesn't say it, but Yaakov Avinu did say it, so why don't we say it out loud? So the Gemara says, we make a compromise. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, and Yaakov didn't say it, we say it silently, we say it quietly. And the Gemara says, you know what this could be compared to? A queen who loves the best part of the food. The best part of the food is the bottom of the pot, either the bottom of the pot, or there's certain spicy foods, like a shawarma, something like that, which you'll never see something like that on a king's table. That's garbage food, and that's for the masses. Royalty, you know, eats. And yet she wants it, she loves it, she likes it. So the Gemara says there, so what do the servants do? They bring it to her on the sneak. They can't serve it openly, they bring it in a hidden way. That's the concept of us saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei quietly, silently. Ki tzike kedero hu maichel mevusam. Because tzike kedero refers to a very delicious type of food, spicy, delicious kind of food. But again, it's not classy. You wouldn't see it on a royal table. Avul munach b'mekoymos nemuchim. However, that kind of food you don't find in royal places. You find it ba'anoshim kafriim, the villagers, the people who live in villages, the common folk. They know how to make it. I remember in America they spoke about Cajun, that people from Louisiana, they know about Cajun food, certain kind of very spicy kind of foods. V'hu soid ha-kedushois ha-nefulois she-mizbarim v'olim al-yidei ha-yichud borshim kvay mochusel v'ed. And this refers to the secret of those holy sparks and those holy neshamais that have fallen into very, very low places. And those souls get repaired and elevated by the holy yichud that we accomplish when we say Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchus Olam Voed. Shehu Bechinas Chalukas Alofem Lameyos. And again, this is the concept of bringing down that higher level light, the thousands, bringing it down to a place where everybody can benefit from it, bringing it down to the hundreds. Baruch Hashem. Any questions, please?
Good morning, Rav Nosson. Coming back to Anshe Yericho, when they did, then when they wrapped up the Shema that way, Baruch Shem that way, that was that an expression of them not? It's almost like the Greeks that yes, we believe in Hashem, but he's checked out, he's gone for lunch, he's not interested in this world at all. In other words,
exactly, exactly, and it's also an example of like what we mentioned earlier about not of an Aviyu, certain people who or Beis Shammai in a sense. Where Beis Shammai said that the light should be shrunken, that we start off with 8 candles and we go down to 1. Beis Shammai felt that the more you advance, the more limited an audience that you can deal with. Just like we find, for example, you know, that you have so many kids in elementary school, so many people advance to this level of learning. Then you get to a higher level of learning where there's less people, and then you get to the highest level where there's maybe 1 or 2, you know, that achieve that level. That's one attitude. And the attitude of Beis Hillel is Moisif Ahoylech, that what Hashem wants is that the more a person is advancing, the more they're able to reach further down. They're able to reach further out and bring the light further out and further down. That's what Hashem really wants.
Thank you, Rabbi
Yosef. Yeah.
First of all, that might also be the Shana from the Shana on that. When Moshiach is going to come, we won't talk like Beis Shammai, because then we're not going to have anything to grow on.
It says that when Moshiach comes, that then we're gonna follow Beis Shammai, you know.
And also that might also be the other thing that you said that might also be like Breslov, like it's not classy, but it's also so good.
Agreed. Yeah. Being that tomorrow is Erev Sukkos, and people are busy, hopefully with all the preparations for Yontif, we won't have a shir tomorrow. So this is a final shir before the Yontif. Maybe we'll say a few words about Sukkos, and especially to mention that during Sukkos, on the 4th, we have the 7 Ushpizin on Sukkos, the 7 shepherds of Klal Yisrael, who Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in several chapters in Likutei Moharan, chapter 22, especially. Rabbeinu Zal has a whole piece there showing that in order to come close to Hashem, in order to be zeicha to Emuna, we need to get it from the 7 shepherds. The pasuk says, "Shchon Eretz Ure'ei Emuna." Ure'ei, Miloshin Royim, the Shiva Royim, the shepherds. They are the ones who really give over Emuna. The Sukkah is called Tzila de Mehemenusa, that we're coming into the shade of Emuna. We're coming into Hashem's holy place of Emuna. And we invite every day of the 7 days of Sukkos, we invite these 7 leading tzaddikim. There are 2 orders that are mentioned of these tzaddikim. One order where it goes simply in order of their age: Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, Vedavid. The ones who came earlier. Yosef came before Moshe Rabbeinu. However, according to Kabbalah, it's the order is Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, Yosef, Edoved, following the order of the Sphirois, because Yosef is Bigimatria 6 times Yudke Vavke, corresponding to the 6th one of the 7 Midos of Hashem, which is Yesoid, the sphere of Yesoid, Bris. Yosef is called the Tzaddik, Yosef HaTzaddik. Number one. Another reason is that Moshe Rabbeinu is in the middle. You have 3 on the right, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. You have 3 on the left, Aharon, Yosef, David. Moshe Rabbeinu is in the center. He's that middle candle in the candelabra of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the most important one. The Gemara says when a rabbi walks with his students, the rabbi walks in the middle. The leader walks in the middle, that concept. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, whose Ushpiz is on the 4th day of Sukkos. And that's the day of the Yortzeit of Rabbeinu Zal, of our Rebbe Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman ben Feiga, which is Chai Tishrei. This year it comes out on Sunday, Moitzoi Shabbos, Sunday. And in most of the Breslov shuls, possibly all of them, there's a Suda usually in honor of Rabbeinu Zal. There's Divrei Torah spoken, and the tremendous celebration of Sukkot every night, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that takes place, especially on the Rabbeinu Zal passed away in the afternoon, late afternoon of Chai Tishrei. And that's why the custom in some of the places is to make the Suda in the afternoon. That's in this year again, it would be Sunday afternoon, late afternoon, going into the evening, that kind of thing. I once heard a beautiful chiddush. There's a pasuk which applies especially on Sukkot, Uneshalma Parim Sifasenu, that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we had korbanos, we had cows, oxen, lambs, sheep, and today we don't have that, so we substitute, our tefillah is a substitute for that. On the holiday of Sukkot, it's a very unique yontif, in the fact that we bring 70 parim, 70 oxen were brought during that 7-day period. And the Torah tells us the first day they brought 13, the second day 12, the third day 11, and the fourth day 10, 9, 8, 7, going on through the whole holiday. And then Shmini Atzeres is a whole separate yontif, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, which means that it comes out that on the fourth day of Sukkot, they brought 10 parim, 10 oxen, in the Beis HaMikdash. The word parim, pei, resh, yud, mem, is the opening letters and the closing letters of the words Pirkei Tehillim. We know that one of the greatest gifts that Rabbeinu Zal brought to the world was the revelation of the 10 chapters of Tehillim, the Tikkun HaKloli. These 10 chapters of Tehillim. So again, the word parim, the pei resh, is the pei resh of the word pirkei, chapters. The yud mem is the closing letters of the words Tehillim. And again, on Rabbeinu Zal's yahrzeit, on the fourth day of Sukkot, that's when they brought these 10 parim in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbeinu Zal gave us this incredible revelation of the ten chapters of Tehillim. The reason why we do it in this order, descending sequence, it's brought... And Rav Nosson Zal made reference to it, if you recall earlier, I believe in this halacha, about the 70 parim corresponding to the 70 nations of the world. That on Sukkot, we're making a tikkun even for the 70 nations of the world. We're not just reaching out in Klal Yisrael, but we're reaching further out. We're going into the other nations. Now, the reason why it's in descending sequence, going down, is to help bring about the downfall of the 70 nations, that all the bad people in the 70 nations should have a mapola, and the Chasidei Umas Olam, the good ones, some of them become Geirim, they join Klal Yisrael, and some of them are good Goyim, Chasidei Umas Olam. That's part of what's taking place on Sukkot. And again, we start this season, we had Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, which are days, they're called Yomim Noiroim, days of awe, Yira. There's a pasuk that says, Aryeh Shoyeg Milo Yira, a lion roars, who isn't afraid? And it's brought that the word Aryeh makes up the first letters of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom, Aleph Reish, Yud Hei. So those are days of Yira. Sukkot is a time of Ahava, we're told. The pasuk says, Smoilai tachas laroshi, Hashem places his left hand under our head, v'yeminoi techapkeni, and with his right hand, he embraces us. Sukkot is called this embrace of the right hand of Hashem, a tremendous time of chesed, a tremendous time of major outreach. We take the Dalet Minim, which represent the four different categories of Klal Yisrael. People, the Esroig, which has good smell and good taste. The Esroig corresponds to those people who have Torah and Mitzvot. The Hadassim and the Lulav comes from a palm tree, which has dates, which have good taste, but there's no smell. A Lulav doesn't have any smell. The Hadassim have smell, but there's no taste, there's nothing to eat. They represent Jews who have either Torah or mitzvahs, not both. The Aravos have no smell, no taste, and they represent the Jews that are far from Torah and far from mitzvahs. And still, and still we include all of them, we embrace all of them on Sukkot, we bring all of them together, showing we want to gather everybody in, we want everybody to join us. And in the tefillah that we say on Sukkot, when we go around the bima for the Hoshanis, the closing line there is, Lamandas kol amei ha'oretz ki Hashem olikim einoid, that we're doing all of this so that all nations of the world will come to recognize Hashem, have recognition of Hashem. That's one of the major, major messages on Sukkot. Every mitzvah is about uniting Hashem and the Shekhinah. Sukkah is one of the most obvious examples where you have the letters of the word Sukkah. The outer letters are Samach Hei, 65, which is the gematria of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Hashem's name for Malchus. And the inside letters are Chaf Vav, 26, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, showing us how this mitzvah is an incredible union of Hashem and the Shekhinah. All mitzvahs are, but this mitzvah we see it in a certain more obvious way. It's a time of joy, it's called Zman Simchasenu, and each and every Jew should embrace the mitzvahs of this yontif with simcha. We should be zeicher. The sukkah represents being under Hashem's protection, under Hashem's wings. B'tzel kanafecha, and Hashem hides us in this shade. We should be zeicher that Hashem should provide a safe cover. We have the different gashmias coverings trying to protect Eretz Yisrael from the bullets and rockets and bombs of all of our enemies that are trying to destroy us. We should be zeicher in bringing in this yontif already today that Hashem should provide His cover. When Hashem provides His cover, no bullet, no rocket, nothing can get through it. Nothing can get through it at all. And Hashem should do like He did with the Mitzrayim. He should reverse, the arrows should go back on them. Those that are shooting at us, the arrows should go to them. Hashem should make a final end to all the tsar of Klal Yisrael and give us a complete and final geula. With the coming of Mashiach, we were speaking today about Mashiach. There should be new children born every day. Just got good news yesterday that my brother-in-law, Reb Chaim Kramer, one of the grandchildren, had twins, Baruch Hashem. We see every child that's being born now, and every wedding, and every couple that's getting engaged. These are all major factors that are bringing Mashiach another inch closer. Should be zecher to Simchas in all of our families. Complete, final, Geula Yeshua, Ben Heir V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu.